Welcome to Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes, here with Jay Leonard.
Hey.
And we're doing some sprint podcasting.
Here. It's not, you know, you say that, but
I don't want to put people on the clock or anything. But you know what? Maybe you and I were so jazzed to get the podcast that we were like, no, let's get it in.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Maybe we need this energy.
All the time?
Yeah. Maybe if we just set it. This is when we're gonna do it. This is how long we have.
This is how much time you have. Yeah, because maybe other times we're just like, yeah, we got all fucking night.
We'll we can do whatever. We get together like 7 o'clock.
Figure it out.
We'll dick off. Sometimes we don't start recording until 9.
Yeah,
we're just screwing around
in here. Get some za.
Yeah,
some hot za.
Take a walk around the mall.
Yeah, which is fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, we come in here. Maybe we're a little low energy. We're a little carby.
Yeah.
Real sleepy.
Like, oh, I shouldn't have had that fucking panini.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have ordered the J.
I shouldn't have eaten the loaf of bread.
Right.
Yeah. But now we got some fire in our bellies.
Dude, I've had a whole day already. I've had a whole day already.
Yeah.
Because, like, so here's what always happens. Like, we found bar stools.
Nice.
On the Facebook marketplace
for
like 60 bucks.
Yeah.
And they're nice. You can't fucking beat that. You know what I mean? I'm sure brand new, these things were probably like 60, 70 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, fuck it.
How many did you get?
4. One more than I needed. So I have a spare.
Spare.
I have a spare stool. And I get to pull this shit. We're like, we have people fucking coming over. Oh no, there aren't enough. I can be like, whoa, 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 hang on. Got one in the back.
Nah.
It's like when they fucking in Goodfellas when they bring the table out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, at the fucking restaurant.
That's funny.
Yeah. Just I can be like, whoa. I'll fucking be carrying it above my head.
Tablecloth on it.
Yeah. Set it down.
Right down in front.
Right in front.
Oh. Thursday night is for the girlfriends.
Yeah. And so we went and like, but as soon as anybody finds out that we're going to have to, so we have to borrow a truck from a relative in order to do that. And, if anybody finds out we're going to have this truck, dude, it turns into, oh,
no.
Can you pick this up?
Oh, boy.
And can you do this and pick this up? And I mean, we're happy to do it. You know what I mean? Our thing is that we'd rather be helpful than need help. And that's kind of how we try to like
live your lives.
Yeah. Like we'd rather,
you were
like,
struggling with saying that because you thought I was going to make fun of you.
I really did. I'd rather like be the people who people ask for help than be the people who are asking for help.
I feel like I'm right at the end of my mission here. I feel like the mission is almost complete.
Yeah. I'm in an abusive relationship.
I have you self-doubting everything you say.
Yeah. Every nice, polite thing.
God.
Kieran asks me before I leave here, like, is he nice to you?
Is he nice to you?
She asks me that. And I'm like,
is he nice to you?
And I was like, well, I mean, no, but like, but I'm a dick too.
Oh.
Like, so I don't know. Like, I think it's okay.
Is he nice to you?
Is it an abusive relationship if both parties are just as mean to each other?
Yeah. Then it's mutually. Then it's not.
They cancel each other out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anything, maybe we're in the healthiest relationship that
ever.
We've ever been in.
Yeah. We're like the good years, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Yeah. When things were
right.
Good. So
like, wow, they just make sense together.
It just makes sense.
Right.
And then Angelina Jolie's gonna come in.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Wag
that makes more sense.
Wag her tail around. Start sniffing around for some. Yeah.
Some Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be like another podcast.
Yeah, I'm just going to start another podcast and be like, hey,
I really like your podcast.
I'm a big fan, but I thought it'd be really cool if I could do my own, but with one of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to say which one. Oh, dude, how cool would it have been if Jennifer Aniston actually left Brad Pitt for Angelina Jolie? Not to be like a bro, but for a second.
Let's just take a second.
Let's just take a second to consider the possibilities. Imagine if that movie was called Mrs. and Ms. Smith. And
it'd be way more empowering.
Right. And it was Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie. Like, that would have happened regardless, I think.
I think whoever was in the movie with her would have gladly left the other. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think everybody hates Brad Pitt, right? They don't hate him. But everybody still, I think, holds on to that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that shit he did to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah.
everybody still holds on to a piece of that.
Yeah, sure.
I think if it went the other way, they would have been like, good for her.
It's a good marker of personality.
Must have been a toxic relationship with her and Brad. You know what? Good for them for figuring this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good marker for personality, though, isn't it? When you go, well, all right, so Brad Pitt leaves Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie. Some people go like, yeah. And some people go, yeah.
we can do. I was just talking about this with my brother the other day. Like, we all agree that Jennifer Aniston is an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
But is she as smoking hot as everybody acts like she? Like, I feel like an asshole even saying this. I like, This is my millennial in me being like, listen, you shouldn't talk like that. I'm just saying, I don't think she's as fucking like hot as everybody made her out.
I think that there's a...
I think she's adorable.
Yeah.
She's fucking cute as fuck.
But that's it.
And she's very attractive.
But adorable...
But I'm talking about like... I think Angelina Jolie's another level.
But it's like a star, right? Like right. Jennifer Aniston will burn solidly for eons, as she's proven. The lady's 50 some odd years old. Right. She looks like she's 30.
Still looks great.
She's amazing. She is all that is woman. Mm-hmm. She is soft. She is glowing. She is a fucking monument to beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie,
right?
Real fast, real intense, real hot run.
Uh huh. That shit's gonna burn out.
Starting to. Things are starting to happen there. Little thin, little gaunt, little like, mm-hmm. you know, you have that model mentality and things start fucking falling apart.
Right.
I think it's just pick your poison, you know?
Right.
Do you want to be a, you know, this Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. A nice slow burn. That's a good.
Nice
way to
slow burn, man.
Yeah.
I like that. Great. I'm a big, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top five. Fucking love Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
Love her.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
But in fucking like, full not in to. 2002.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Yeah. He had a tough decision to make. He chose to break up a family. Well, break up a marriage.
Yeah.
But he got into a relationship and started a family.
It seemed like a serious thing. But weren't they like breaking up? Didn't they break up?
They broke up. Yeah, they broke up.
Recently?
Like within the last couple of years, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Good news, though. Jennifer Aniston had a holiday party.
Uh-huh.
Christmas party.
Yeah. Crip-Mit.
Uh-huh.
Did she invite Angelina Jolie?
Brad Pitt in attendance.
Ooh. I mean, imagine like a holiday party like that, though. You don't even see half the people that are there.
Could you just imagine watching them make out? You know? Like, man, that is something.
That's some shit.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Isn't there like a dating app for celebrities now?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called.
I lost my invite. I got it buried somewhere in an email.
It's in an email somewhere. I got
we'll find
invited
it.
To it.
It's called, It's called,
They don't want you to know.
No, but you have to be approved by a small board.
Yeah, that's got to be some shit, right? Like, could you imagine being on the cusp of that?
Yeah,
like just right there.
One more
like,
movie.
Like, yeah. What's the bare minimum? You know what I mean? Who's the least famous celebrity or like least rich? Like,
Raya. It's called Raya. Raya. What, yeah.
Raya sounds right.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Data. I don't know. Which
data? Data. Potato. Yeah. Right. Tomato.
Yeah. Aniston Jolie. It's all...
Right. I mean, they're on there.
Definitely.
Right. I'm just saying. But do you think there's levels to that
they're
shit?
They're first round draft
picks.
Yeah.
They're like platinum status on the website.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, there's got to be like a B team version of that website. Like, well, no, you haven't unlocked.
Like Michael Chiklis?
Platinum status. Right. Yeah. Michael Chiklis, fucking Screech.
Yeah.
And Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just pissed off because like fucking Mark Paul Gosselaar is fucking like gold level. He's not platinum, but he's like gold level.
Let's be honest, he's Zach Morris.
Fucking Zach Morris, yeah.
Guy was, you know, I mean, he still looks good.
Yeah, so you got like him and AC Slater.
Stamos before Stamos got thrown out. Stamos would be like a platinum level member because he's like,
yeah.
Stamos is like big game hunting, right?
Well, he's married now.
He's married now.
Yeah.
But
like the dude's like, how old is this guy?
Stamos is probably, I would say, in his mid to late 50s.
Right.
Stamos has been running siege on that town.
So
and all towns.
He hosted the 4th of July, the Washington, D.C. 4th of July thing.
Stamos
like,
did?
Yeah. On like, I don't know if it was like PBS or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the big one. Whatever the big...
All right.
Like, there's, like, the fireworks, and there's music and shit, and the Beach Boys were there because he fucking, like...
He plays bongos for the Beach Boys.
Yeah, he, like, sucks their dicks or
never
something.
Never let that go. He did it in, like, 1990 one time, and then now he's, like, an unofficial member of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It's super weird.
I don't know if they were clinging to you through John Stamos, or if they were, like, he looked up to them like a father figure type thing. Like, he calls all of them daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like...
Probably.
Yeah. Instead of the Beach Boys, they're like the Beach Dads
beach
to him.
Dad. Yeah. He's the Beach Boy.
He's the Beach Boy in the Beach Dads.
Yeah.
And
Beach Boy.
Yes, Beach Father.
Bring that road case over here.
Yes, Beach Father.
And hurry up.
Can otherwise, I play the bongos? To...
otherwise, we're not stopping for
could
ice
I
cream.
Possibly play the bongos on tour tonight?
Oh, Jesus and the, Christ.
And this, we're in St. Louis. Can we, could I possibly play the bongos tonight, Beach Father?
Ask your beach mother.
There is no beach mother, Beach Father. And you fucking remember that. Beach, you're the reason she left.
Beach dad likes to have a couple of beers after work every day.
Right, Coronas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just, beach know, boy. Yes, beach dad.
Play Kokomo for me while I get while I get drunk after work. That's how he knows a beating is coming.
Right.
When he hears Aruba, Jamaica.
No! And he fucking covered their song. That was the start of the
Stamos
whole thing.
Did?
Yeah, Stamos covered a Beach Boys song.
Nothing weird about that.
For Full House.
Did he cover it, or wasn't he at an event? Because I remember the Beach Boys playing, and then him being on the stage.
Right,
and playing.
That was a gimmicky episode where they got lost on an island or something.
They
shit.
Always got lost know, on an
dude.
Island.
They got lost on an island, I think, and the then Brady's come to find out they were on like a resort. Island, and I think
that was a Brady Bunch episode too.
I'm just saying they found out they were actually at a resort, and the Beach Boys, I believe, were just happened to be playing,
and they were like, "Hey, you sexy Greek man,
yes,
do you have any musical ability whatsoever?" And he was like, "Have mercy," and then they played bongos.
Right,
bongos is like the associate producer credit in a movie.
Right,
like
them and tambourine.
Like, can you? Yeah,
yeah, like yeah, a tambourine bongo production.
And even the I don't even think you need to play I mean, like, there's the guys that can play bongos, like, for serious.
Right. Well, it's the same as the bass, right? Like, you can fake play in the bass, I think. But if you're a very good bass player...
Yeah, you stand out.
Then you stand out. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, Gailey, you're oh, my God. What's his... Primus, fucking... Jesus Christ. Les Claypool. You're, like, these giant monsters of bass. Otherwise, you're just the guy right. going, like...
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And I'll go like this, and then, yeah. And you work with the drummer, who's just the dirtbag of the band every time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The least what was ass-getting
that?
Guy in
what's
the band.
What's that, the quote from the Beatles? It was like, oh, is Ringo the best drummer in the
best
world?
Rock drummer, yeah.
And he's like, is Ringo's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
Not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Oh.
But back to my point. I've gone off. See, we should... high energy, man.
High energy.
We just fucking tangent on tangent. I'm just... But still, Stamos fucking hosted this show, this like 4th of July show. Dude broke down like crying.
Mm.
Like, loves America, man. Like, Stamos loves America.
Yeah.
And was like trying to like send a message to his like, to his new wife, to his like fucking like 24 year old wife or something. I don't know how old she actually is. But like,
just turned 19.
Right, right. That was a secret relationship.
Happy
until
birthday.
The day.
Yeah, they've been together for 6 years.
Yeah.
It's a little fucked
you
up,
do the
John.
Math.
John, let the paint dry on that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
Come on, John.
You can't date anybody who was born after Full House ended.
That's a good marker for
yeah,
him.
Like, if this person wasn't able to watch new episodes of Full House, yeah. you shouldn't be dating them.
Anybody younger than Michelle Tanner. I feel like
right.
is weird.
Absolutely. That's very weird.
Yeah.
Do they make... Are you Uncle Jesse? Like, do they call you Uncle Jesse?
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
And there's a chance, like...
When, I'm just saying, they do it once as a joke.
When Michelle had the friends, the little friends,
mm-hmm.
what if one of those friends grew up to be hot, and then Uncle
right?
Jesse ends up holding sexual congress with one of the friends.
Yeah.
And now there's an episode of full grown ass John Stamos with a mullet and like tight pants and his stupid weird poison boots.
Yeah, and a fucking leather
and
vest.
A toddler. Right.
Yeah.
And then years later, yuck. John Stamos is 56 years old.
It's actually younger than I. Actually, that seems like about right, doesn't
yeah,
it? That it seems does. Like he must have been young, like fucking young on Full House, right?
Yeah. His wife is
Aunt Becky.
Becky, boy, she's falling into some shit, isn't she?
Well, she yeah. did it to herself.
Oh, she sure did. She yeah. sure did. But man, who would have guessed? Who would have guessed?
If you told me, pick the celebrity who's going to like...
Do 60 years in prison.
I don't think she got that many.
That's what she's facing. Up to 60.
She won't get that.
She can't get that.
Right, that's impossible.
It would be ridiculous if she got 60 yeah. years.
I think it'd be impossible. I think it'd be ridiculous if anybody got that for that.
His wife is 33.
Right.
So she was born in 1986. Okay.
All right. So she could watch full new episodes of Full House, but she would have been a child.
Well, how old is Mary Kate Olsen?
The same age as Ashley Olsen.
Good answer.
I think that they are just barely a little younger than me. They're maybe they might be 30.
They are 33.
Oh no shit.
So
I thought they
John
were
Stamos
I thought they were younger than me for some reason.
Married a woman
the same
who is
age
the same
as the
age
Olsen twins
as Michelle Tanner.
Yeah.
So the point stands.
You got it, dude.
So next time you're watching Netflix and you're going back in the Wayback Machine to watch yeah. to, for a feel good moment, a feel good evening of a Full House marathon.
Whatever happened to collectability?
Just watch
the Milkman, the Paperboy, evening TV.
Whatever happened to statutory?
Oh,
so
wait,
he's
is that the right song?
He's with yeah.
I always mix up fucking Full House, Family Matters,
it's
and
all
like Step by Step. It's all the same dude,
same guy.
Yeah, it's the guy who sings like this all the time.
He's a Caldor Randy Newman.
Yeah,
yeah. Can we get a Price Chopper brand Randy Newman?
Yeah.
How much is Randy? Wait, how much? Are you fucking serious? All right.
Is that
someone.
Like a great value Randy Newman?
Yeah. Like kind of like an
Richard
Aldi's.
Richard Newman.
It's like the same box and the same font, but
right.
not the same word. That's
like
what
I
we're
bought it
for.
Because I was just saw like a glimpse of it and I thought it was the same yeah. shit. And then I got it home and I was like, wait, what the fuck is
yeah.
this?
Like your wife's going to give you shit about it. But then if you took it out of the bag and poured it into one of those containers and then ate
right.
it from there, then it would be the same.
Right.
Yeah.
What's Dr. Thunder? I went to get Dr. Pepper.
He's like the bad guy, the supervillain of
right,
so
Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Thunder.
Oh, no. Will Dr. Pepper be able to save the day again?
Uncle Jesse married a woman who is the age of Michelle Tanner.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yes, that is crazy.
Wow. What do you talk to someone who's 23 years younger than you? That's a big gap, man. There are not a lot of cultural touchstones that you can relate to with a 23-year difference. Besides,
you know
like,
funny?
You know,
that show must
fucking
have had
weather.
A, right, yeah.
It's cold out there. It is cold out there.
It is cold. Well, but then she blames climate change, and he says,
that's
like,
not
I, don't,
real,
I can't relate
that's
to
not
that.
Real. Well, I was a kid.
But, like, that show must have had a totally different perspective for people who were actually adults when that show was on.
Oh, right.
Because, like, I view that show as a child because that I was a child when it was on.
Yeah.
And Uncle Jesse seemed so much older than that.
He did. He
but
always
that means he was, like, 23?
Yeah.
Like, when he was, like, he was, like, 25, maybe, when that show was on. When that show first started. Like, how old was the character supposed to be? 24, 25? He was a kid, essentially. You know what I mean?
Came out in 87.
Right.
So that was 32 years
dude
ago.
Dude was 24 years old,
yeah.
basically.
So if like, you watch it as an adult, you'd be like, look at these kids all living together trying to raise these children.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine me and two other dudes raising three girls.
In your early 20s?
In my early fucking 20s?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
a totally different experience.
That's what I'm saying.
As an adult, you'd be like, these kids are fucked.
They're totally fucked. But somehow,
but
Danny's got a sweet-ass gig.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like fucking like
totally
yeah.
different time, though.
Like,
because
Joey
back then,
and
parents were younger. So it
right.
it could just be like, oh, these are some this. You know.
Do they ever talk about how the mom died?
Yeah.
They have
she
to,
got
right?
a car accident.
Car accident or some shit. That's what it feels like is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that must have been like, nobody talks about, like, I don't know. Or maybe they do talk about it. But I'm just not in those circles of Full House-dom, I guess.
I never
turn
thought
this
I'd
Full
be,
House into a full home.
Never thought I'd be back in those circles, but it happened. Yeah, my kid got into it hard.
Yeah, I remember like being a teen is when it was full on syndication.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen every episode of that show at an age where I can fucking process it. You know what I mean? Not like when they were brand new and shit.
Right.
But when that shit was like syndicated, like I watched the shit out of it.
That Jodie Sweetin though, huh?
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah, she's.
Wow.
Yep. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. I had a meth problem. For a while.
She had some issues, right?
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
She rose
like,
from the ashes.
It's like, it's kind of funny watching that Fuller House, which is not good. Have you watched any of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's still on. That's what blows my mind. I thought after the first season, I'm like, this is dead.
It's over now.
This is
the last season.
There's like four or five fucking seasons.
I think there's five. The last one just ended and that's it. They shut it down.
Did yeah. they ever get the Olsons on?
Never got the Olsons on.
That's incredible.
But that last season, they had tons of, like Kirk Cameron was on it for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like the guy. When I was in sixth grade, there was actually a song that was district-wide about Kirk Cameron,
yeah.
About Kirk the Jerk, because every girl wanted a piece. Every girl at their, you know, awakening, the first...
That's the guy you want.
That was the guy.
And he's a wholesome gentleman, too.
He was a wholesome. He was a wholesome gentleman then. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit of a troublemaker, but in, like, an adorable way.
But in, like, the way that the kid from, like, Seventh Heaven is a troublemaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he had, like, an apartment above his parents' garage, and it's like, well, that's kind of cool. His best friend's name was Boner, which was weird. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kirk Cameron seemed to be, like...
Right.
He was, like, that guy. Uh-huh. He was that guy. He was your best friend's cute older brother. And that's what they loved about that dude. Mm-hmm.
But you know his home life. He's a good fella.
He's a good fella. Yeah.
And you know he's something you could take home to your parents.
Yeah, he definitely.
That's the thing. What was the...
the show?
No, the little jingle tune.
Oh,
Not sorry to put you on the spot. I assumed you remembered.
I just got my wires crossed with Family Ties opening. But it was...
Kirk the Jerk.
Kirk the Jerk was a terrible man. Kirk the Jerk lives in the garbage can. I don't remember the tune, but it was all, you know...
It was up there with, like, Batmobile lost a wheel.
His wheel, right. But I thought that this was limited to my group of friends in my school. Uh-huh. But then at the end of the year, at the sixth grade track meet,
sure,
in which all the schools, there were six schools at the time, in the district, get together at the high school to compete, I noticed that... This was all over the
Everybody
place.
Knows
Everybody knows. Like, how did, like, this worm had infected? And back then, the city seemed so much bigger.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, it's a huge, like, how did you hear this on the east side of town? I don't even understand how it would travel that far.
How did that happen?
That 3 miles.
Was it neighborhood schools then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
How would it happen?
Yeah.
Well, it happened. We all shared a Borg like hatred,
right?
Like a hive mind, of hatred for this guy.
Well, it traveled through the high school and middle school, probably.
Had to have.
That's the only way.
Trickled back down.
Trickled down.
Trickled up. Trickled down.
Right.
Right. The kids to the older brothers and sisters, and then back out to cross pollination. That's how hate spreads, John. that's how hate spreads.
Anyway, fucking John Stamos broke down crying, and like to this day. He broke down crying, like, as they were about to start the fireworks, and he started crying to his son, Billy. Because they just had a son, Billy.
Billy.
That was the whole thing, yeah. So to this day, so Kieran and her sister and I, like, because we were watching this live, and we were like, because he was just like, I love you, my boy, Billy. Billy, my Billy boy, I love you. Like, he fucking broke down.
Wow.
And so we'll just be like, Billy.
Powerful.
Billy boy, my boy, Billy, I love you.
Oh, that's a powerful moment for Stamos.
Fucking Stamos lost his shit, and I think they brought him back next year.
Look at him.
How could you not?
I mean, Jesus Christ. The guy, you put him next to Joey Gladstone, and you go, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, well,
wrong show.
Yeah, but still right era.
Yeah, right era.
I like where you're going.
Cut it out. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Another.
Yeah. He should have cut. Joey Gladstone should have cut out the light beer. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Was not kind to him. You know? Oh, Uncle Joey.
God, they had a sweet house. Oh. That shit doesn't make any sense.
Impossibly
like,
sweet
all
house.
I'm thinking is mom had a hell of a good career.
Yeah.
Whatever the mom did.
Definitely took a financial hit when Donna died.
That was her name?
Yeah. And DJ is Donna Joe.
See? Look at you.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm just saying. Come on. Know.
Who are you talking to over here?
And... she must have done something because, like, that's a nice fucking house in the middle of San Francisco. Like,
well,
I know he's
Danny
on TV.
Was no Herb. I mean, he
I
had
know.
A...
Dude was on TV. I get it. But, like,
he had the option to go national at one point, right?
He didn't take it.
Didn't take it. Like, that girl.
He liked that girl.
Chasing love.
Yeah.
Danny Chasing Punani Tanner. That's what they call him in high school.
Danny Punani.
Danny Punani. Well, there's an episode name, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. He's a tall drink of water, that Danny Tanner.
Danny Poonanny. Oh. Yeah, maybe that was the backstory, is that he was like the biggest arch Bushman out of Joey and Jesse, you know, when they were younger and shit. And then, hell, he fell in love and... got crazy OCD.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, I like to think that the reason she got in the car accident is because she had, like, a dirty windshield or something. And so now he's obsessed with cleaning that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't clean everything in this house,
it's gonna
someone
kill.
Will die.
Yeah.
One of the girls will die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. It would have made more sense if she died. But it would have been darker if she had died of some kind of illness. If they had said she was sick and then Danny became an OCD guy.
It's possible that the she caught something off the toilet seat.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a pregnancy.
Right.
Danny Tanner killed his wife.
Yeah.
But he really believed that she got pregnant off a toilet seat.
Right. He's like, we just had three fucking kids.
Three.
Like.
Yeah, the baby.
Cut the shit out. That's another thing. How old was DJ when that show started?
In real life?
The character DJ.
Oh, like 9, probably.
Right. And how the fuck old was Danny supposed to be?
Danny was, yeah.
You see what I'm getting at?
They started young.
Dude had three kids.
All right. Well, let's see. How old was DJ Tanner? DJ Tanner in Floss. She was 11 in 87.
That's when the show started.
Danny would have, so they had kids.
The show started in 87, you said, right?
Yeah.
Or 86?
87. So she would have, so if her character was 11.
Right. So how old was Danny Tanner?
Danny Tanner would have been approximately 16 when he knocked up his girlfriend.
Do we know how old he was? I think he was supposed to be like fucking 30. Riveting.
This is riveting.
I'm just saying. I think everybody else wants to know, though. I would imagine everybody listening to this is like, yeah, I want to know the math.
The first, I tell you about how old was Danny, and then the auto completes Tanner when he had DJ.
Oh.
So people are, season four, he was 33. So. 29.
So he would have been 29.
So he would have been 19, 18.
18.
Yeah.
When they had fucking DJ.
DJ. 18. Got out of high school, pulled the goalie.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Got married quick, I'm guessing.
Gotta.
Shotgun wedding.
Shotgun wedding.
Yeah, which would explain Jesse's resentment towards him early on. Because it seems like he's not happy to be there.
Well.
He's definitely not happy to be there.
Because he was out getting it.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, he was getting it everywhere.
Yeah.
And now he's got to move in and take care of these kids.
Right.
Like, come on, I can't bring back broads to this house and blow the back out. I don't care if you give me the basement or not. I mean, what am I going to do here?
Dude, I got
a jukebox in my room.
Right.
You know, I got a
guitar on the wall.
And now I got these kids.
My dad's trying to get me to work for his fucking fucking pest control business.
Yeah. Well, I'm a
exterminator.
That
wants me to be an
word.
Exterminator.
I'm a hardworking blue-collar man who's swimming in
blue-collar
vagina. Yeah.
Which those girls totally take after their father, apparently.
Oh, 100%.
That shit.
The white bread genes are strong.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the milk toast genes.
Right.
Nothing. Not even like a thick brow. Nothing.
Right.
Just a couple of toe-headed girls. Three fair-skinned, light-haired girls.
Yep.
Just...
It looks way more likely that their father is Joey.
Oh, definitely. Oh, see, now there's a dark twist.
Uh-huh.
There's a dark twist.
Yeah.
The conversation had...
If you lined them up and said, pick the father of these three
Joey
girls.
Joey Gladstone.
Oh, it's Joey. You put the three dudes in that show. Space aliens come down and they watch Full House for the first time, but it's like season 6, episode 10. Like, hey, tell me which one of these three gentlemen is the father of these three girls.
Yeah.
You would pick Joey every time.
Yeah, definitely. And it makes sense because they were best friends.
Dude, they were very tight. I think it's more likely that there was some menage action going on.
Yeah.
So Danny's fully aware that there's a chance. He's like, look, they could be anybody's fucking kids. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We were 18.
Yeah. College. We were freshman year in college. And it would have been, what, 76? Some weird shit was happening back then.
Right.
You know? It wasn't like it was verboten. You know, it's like, yeah, we took some, Joey and Danny and Donna took some mushrooms.
Look, the first time it was weird, like, yeah, this is just what we're into. Yeah, she got pregnant. Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, great. We're happy. We're going to keep the kid.
Yeah.
Danny's the one that's actually in a relationship with her.
Well, Danny's got a good job.
Danny's got a great job.
Broadcast journalism track.
Right.
Joey's an idiot juggling on the street.
Yeah, he's a shitty stand-up comedian who somehow wins Star Search. Explain that shit. Yeah.
He's busking. He's got no future, but you know what he's got? He's got that good dick.
He's got that long dick style. It's that shit you write a song about.
Sugar dick.
And So the first time they were like, look, it fucking happened. But then
Joey Gladbone.
Yes. Yeah, Joey Gladbone. And then eventually they were like
Danny Boonanny and Joey Gladbone.
They were legends on campus. Tearing up San Francisco. Oh my God.
Tyler was just a victim.
Right.
She was just in the way of this,
if anything,
sexual tornado.
There's only so many straight guys in this city.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And, like, and my brother's one of them.
They were really,
so. And so fucking okay, so they have one kid and then they're like, listen, look, we'll just be a little safer. But
yeah,
we can still fuck around.
It was Donna's idea too.
Well, I mean, yeah. She was like, I want that glad dick.
Yeah.
And that glad bone.
The glad bone.
And yeah.
Cut it
so,
out.
So cut it out. We can't cut Danny out.
No.
Got a ring on that finger.
Yeah.
And I'm just so yeah, and Danny's a, or DJ's a fucking how old at this point? Because Stephanie's what, a few years younger than her?
Yeah, Stephanie's
so
like 3 years younger, four
yeah,
years
so
younger.
There's a baby. Yeah. Like baby, I mean, let's just fuck around a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay, now she's pregnant again.
Jesus, Joey.
Shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't, you know.
Well, maybe Danny's shooting blanks. And maybe they wanted this.
Maybe.
Maybe that's more realistic.
Oh, maybe
like listen, if anybody's going to be the father of my kids, I want it to be my fucking best friend.
Yeah, but not in the conventional scientific way.
No, we can't afford it. We're 18 and just had a fucking kid. Well.
Joey, I'm gonna have to ask you to do something for me.
Fucking 18 years old and I want to have a kid. I can't afford in vitro.
Donna's like, not this clown. Like, he doesn't stop telling jokes the whole time. He's making fucking balloon animals.
Yeah, right.
Like, Jesus, Joe. Come on.
Yeah.
Pull it out. No, don't.
Don't pull it out.
That's
whole
why
reason.
We're doing this.
Do you think that's ever happened? Like, okay, so I guarantee in recorded history at some point, somebody's been like, listen, we want to have a kid, and let's just, and we can't afford to do it the other way. Tim's shooting blanks. You know?
Oh, that shit happens all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But do you think that the guy, there's a guy out there that's just like, oh, I panicked and pulled out. Guess we'll have to do it again.
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. That shit's got to happen all the time.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
And is the husband or boyfriend or whatever in the room?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's like a stud service.
Right.
With the guy
right.
like paying attention.
Like making sure.
That would be
like,
awful. That would be. That's talk about like, the ultimate
oops.
Sacrifice.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry, guys. I guess we'll have to fucking do it again. Give me 25 minutes and like a ham sandwich. I can
and what do you do? Like, that's got to be the most awkward, like, sex, right? Do you think it's like, not to fucking dive into this, but I'm just saying.
I
like,
think you're going
to
dive into
I'm
going
to dive
show.
Into this. Like, how would you do it?
What do you mean?
Say you're the man in the relationship, and you guys have decided, there's no getting out of it at this point, you've decided that the best course of action to have a child is to have a friend of yours, or you have to be a stranger, right? But at the same time, you want to vet this person and realize they're not like...
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want somebody I'm going to see every fucking day of my life.
That's tough.
That's what I'm saying.
But there was a... That was weird. There was a time in history where it wasn't really... It was a more... There was a time in history where it was a more sexually liberated time, which is
right.
super weird to say because now
it's
everyone
though,
watches
right?
porn and
right.
shit. But I think that there was a time in history, at least pop culture says, that it was kind of like, well, yeah, you go ahead. Look at The Big Chill, right? I mean, that happens in The Big Chill. They're like, we want to have a baby. We've been friends forever. You may as well plow her to get her pregnant, and that's just how it's going to work. And there was like a certain amount of like, yeah, okay, like we can do this. We've shared everything together. We may as well share this. And this is just
right.
another thing. So, I mean, there was a time where that wouldn't have been.
Right. Here's my point.
Deal breaker.
Though, do you have the guy like, listen, you just stand in the corner and jerk off until you're ready to dump a clip in me?
No, I don't think that that's how that works.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, you're
gotta,
actually going to fuck this chick.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
But like, there's no like foreplay, right?
No,
or is
of
there?
Course.
Do you
yes.
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No,
no
there
of course
is.
There would be. Yeah.
So this is a fun sexual experience.
Well, I think it's just.
Do you understand my point here?
Yes. You want it to be as clinical as possible.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's not how it works. Like, you would still do the whole thing. You would still like. You would still make out with this person.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
no kissing.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way. You know, it's, I mean, it does work that way, but at some point, you know, your monkey brains like, take over and you're like, okay, no, we're doing
biologically,
this.
Biologically, it does
work. Biologically,
that way.
Yeah,
it
biologically.
Can work that way.
But, you know, I think your brain chemistry
right.
will take over at some point.
Or you just get like a turkey baster and insert
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know that people. Yeah.
That's got to work, right?
I mean,
I imagine that works.
I've heard of people doing that before.
Sure.
But I think people probably just do it. Like, they just do it. And it becomes like
so
a
if
thing.
You or anybody you know is in this situation, call in. Give us a shout.
Yeah.
Send us an email.
Sean's studying service at
hardonpodcast@gmail.com. Or is it hardonpod@gmail.com? I should know that.
That's a thing I should know.
For sure.
Well, send them to both, and if the other guy gets an email.
Direct message on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
DM us on Twitter, @hardonpod. I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, that was a dark tangent. Yeah. That led us
a Danny
to
tangent.
Wow. Anyway. Warming up for 2020, you are.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Speaking of 2020.
Yeah.
That's like a week away. Not even. Yeah, less than a week away.
This is the last podcast of the decade.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have 2020 vision.
Ayo.
That's the joke that's going around.
Is
things
it?
I don't want to happen next year is people saying 2020 vision all year.
Yeah.
People to stop acting like we should bring back the 1920s
the
just because it's going to be
20s.
The 20s. Fuck you.
Which,
you
I
cut
think
that shit out.
What might be
like,
worse?
You're going to make that joke in the 30s and be like, yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we should start another world war.
Yeah.
Like, I think we should do that.
Great Depression time, guys.
Yeah, right?
I think what will be more annoying is in a year from now mm-hmm. when people are saying, hindsight 2020.
God damn it, you're right.
Mm-hmm. That'll really
you know what was really
off.
Funny? I had what I thought was a genius idea for a Bernie Sanders shirt,
mm-hmm.
which would have been like just like his silhouette with like the glasses and like his hair and yeah. shit, and it would have said like hindsight's 2020. It would have been like a campaign shirt for the 2020.
Got it.
That was already a thing.
Oh,
like
it was.
The minute I thought of that, and I was like, oh fuck, that's genius. And then I looked it up. That you. They've
shit.
Been out for years.
Shit.
The shit's been around forever.
Shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shirts, I got a Space Force shirt.
I see you're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it, and it says Make the Galaxy Great Again.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, I put that on this morning,
uh-huh.
and I thought it's funny.
It's funny.
Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Some people might think it's serious.
That's the problem.
So I was just about...
I was going to question you about it, but I didn't want to criticize a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to write on the inside of it in Sharpie marker. Like, if you're cutting this off my body,
this shirt's a joke.
This is a joke. This is ironic. And I didn't even think about it being not an ironic, funny thing
mm-hmm.
until, like, this morning. And it just hit me. Like, mm-hmm. people are actually...
People are all on board for Space
really
Force.
It really mean that they could yeah. make the galaxy great again. Which, to me, is what makes it funny.
That's yeah, of course. Absolutely. No, I think it's hilarious.
But God, you don't want to be...
You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be mistaken.
But you don't want to give off the wrong impression.
I'm going
the wrong
up north
vibe.
Today, though, so...
How
I mean,
far?
Guns Falls?
Yeah, you're going to be in...
Yeah, I'll be in the territory.
You might want to button those buttons up.
I would go the other way. Up there?
Oh, you'll be yeah. welcomed.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome. Man, all right. Yeah, make it great.
Yeah. I don't know what fucking Mars thinks it's up to.
How was your Crypt-Mint?
My Crypt-Mint was good. First Crypt-Mint at the house. Had to get up early and go have breakfast at Kieran's dad's. And but after that, I was a nice level of day drunk throughout the remainder of the day that I really appreciated.
Oh, it's been tough. 3 days of cookies and wine and fucking eggnog, and I feel so gross.
Yeah.
Went to the gym yesterday in between rounds of cookies and shitty food and
to,
drinking.
Like, sweat it out, right?
It was so hard.
That's what it was.
It was so hard, dude. It was the hardest I've ever worked doing the minimal amount of work. And
because you're like, oh, I'll just ease myself back into this routine. And then, but it's the hardest you've ever worked.
It was the hardest. I walked out of there drenched in a level of sweat and smelled so much differently than I normally smell. Like,
you smell turkey?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Fuck is,
it smells
is
like bologna. It smells just like bologna. What is that?
With a hint of
gross.
Cream cheese.
Oh,
what the hell is that?
God. It was so gross. It was so bad. I just feel awful. I feel fucking awful. I feel like every organ is being pressed against another organ right now. I just feel fucking like ugh.
Everything's touching.
I hate it. And then every day I wake up and I go, okay, well, today you're not going to be an idiot for the first time in a week, so it's going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
And then something happens. Oh, but we have to go and do this, and we have to go and do this. Yeah, of course we do. So today is the official end of Christmas when we're done with this.
You know you have New Year's Eve coming up, though.
Right? Yeah. No, it doesn't end.
I'm just saying.
It's Saturday. New Year's Day is Wednesday. Right. New Year's Eve is Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'll have two fucking days.
Just debauchery.
To not do anything, to be okay, and then go right back into asshole mode.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it. I don't want it. I'm so tired, Sean.
You know, life's a series of choices.
Oh. But do you have a choice? Choose. But do you have a choice, honestly?
I get what you're saying. Not really. No. I mean, you do.
Yeah.
But nobody likes to hang out with that guy.
Ultimately. Right. Yeah, ultimately, yes, I have a choice. But.
Like, hey, do you want a drink? No, actually, I don't think I'll. It's New Year's Eve, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but.
And I did that 2 years ago. I was sober a year. New Year's Eve came. I thought it was going to be tough. It was not easy, but I had months and months to run up to that day.
Right.
So I was okay. I'm not going to stop drinking literally tomorrow to start drinking again. And on Tuesday, be strong enough to be to abstain on New Year's Eve.
You know? You're not that guy.
Oh, it sucks.
No one's asking you to be that guy.
The whole thing sucks. Mm-hmm. I just want it to be over. I want it to be like the middle of January. I want to be back in my shit, back in my routine, you know? Yeah. That's what Christmas is to me. It's a series of terrible decisions, and
I don't know, man. I look forward to it for a while because, like, especially this year, I used way too many of my my days off from work this year. I don't know why or how. I usually have like my 1 week vacation that I'll take, and then the rest of the time I use kind of just sparingly throughout the year. So that way I have a couple days off I can use around the holidays. And then this year, I don't know, I fucked it up. I fucked it up, and I think early on I just thought like, I can use this day. And then next thing I know, I was fucking out of days.
Yeah.
And with Christmas being on a Wednesday and shit, and I was like, lame. Fuck. So I like, I'm working New Year or Christmas Eve, even though I don't have to, and I'm working like all these extra days, and I was like, fuck, everybody else just took these days off like a normal person.
Yep.
So I am, I always look forward to it. And then this year, I don't know, I just fucked it up. So next year, Christmas is on a Friday.
Is it next year?
Yes. Christmas is on a Friday.
I thought we were going to get boned because of leap year and shit.
It is a leap year, so it skips Thursday. So it skips, and it's going to Friday.
I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a floater holiday on like Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So I probably take off a couple days front in that bitch.
See? And then what's the point? Like next week's just whatever because then you have New Year's coming up.
Yeah.
Just saying, man.
I get real stingy with my days. I start freaking out about it.
Yeah. Next year I get more days off because I've been there 5 years.
Hey.
Yeah. So
hey girl, 5 years of not making omelets.
I know, right? It's been 5 years since I flipped an omelet.
Wow.
For money.
Not recreational omelets.
Yeah, yeah. I still will make an omelet from time to time.
It is.
That's all you. Right. I don't know where
talk real quick.
Talk real quick?
Yeah. I just want to make sure nothing's terrible.
Oh, great. Well, for New Year's this year, we're going to Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah, I know we're really looking forward. There's this little German place. And, dude, it's always, every year it's the same thing. People ask, what are you doing for New Year's? And I'll be like, oh, well, I'm going to go down to New York. But you have to specify because they think you mean you're going to Times Square. And they're like, oh, really? You're going to Times Square? I'm like, no. I have zero desire to do that. And so I have to, like, specify. Like, no, I'm going to this. That's just where my friends happen to be, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're going to this little German place that we're in on the street is. It doesn't get very – it's, like, dead there.
Yeah.
So we're just going to get my schnitzel on. And drink some beer and fucking hang out. It's going to be a good time.
Cool.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet. We've been doing this thing the last couple of years where we go to a restaurant, like a different world cuisine. We just pick one,
right.
Try it,
uh-huh.
And then go back to the house and drink in our bedroom and pass out to Dick Clark.
Well,
yeah, I mean the Ryan show, Seacrest. not the guy, but the right. Still the show is still called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve
Party.
Yeah,
which is a very long name.
Yeah,
ten, nine.
Dude, every year, you know my
that
most
last year.
What is it about a countdown that makes people count too fast? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe, I don't know. I guess we identify everybody's personal rhythm in those moments.
Like, there's always one person. Fast. You want to be, so I think the people want to be, certain people want to be first.
You think?
And so they have no problem being like the next number. I don't know what it is about. If you ask a group of people to count down from 10,
yeah,
they will do it much faster than 10 seconds.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling you the truth, man. All right. Like, it bugs the shit out of me. I don't know what it is. Like, if you watch a group of people all counting down for the New Year's thing, they have the little number, yeah, the one in the corner.
Yeah.
It's 1 second at a time.
Yeah.
But if you watch a group of people, they will hit happy, they will scream Happy New Year at like one or two. I don't know what the fuck it is, and they're excited. Bugs the shit out of me, man.
They're pumped.
Great.
They want to get it. Great.
Great. I don't know why that bugs the shit out of me. Like, it'll be like 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing?
Yeah, I got 3 seconds left of this year.
Like, and then don't I'm always the guy in the back shit? That's like, 8.
Oh, you're trying to maintain order.
I'm trying to, like.
See, you're an order. You like to maintain
the
order.
It bugs the shit out of me, yeah, man. I don't know what it is. It drives me fucking nuts.
Wow. You have a lot of fun at parties.
Especially New Year's, yeah, Eve.
I'm party. Not doing it.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm listen. Not saying it until it's now. It's time, Sean. You proved your point.
Like a second later, everybody's, yeah, like already. Everybody's already like Happy New Year, and I'm like Happy New Year.
Yeah, now it's New Year. Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Can we stop inviting?
You guys
Sean
are living in the
things?
Future. Apparently, I don't know what this shit is. I'm gonna hang out here 3 seconds at, you know, back in the right time.
I'll have 3 seconds more of my life.
Yeah,
you know, I'll take just, that.
You
thank
guys
you.
In a rush to die or something?
Every God. Year, every year at New Year's, when the ball drops and it changes, I go. My first thought is always, well, that wasn't the year that they're going to etch onto my tombstone. So that's cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we did it again, guys.
That's a dark thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that it won't say 2019. I mean, I still have 4 days.
So maybe.
Who knows? It's coming though. Did you have a good 2019?
I don't think I had a bad 2019.
Hmm.
It's easy to look back and think about the things you didn't do. You know what I mean?
You did some good shit, though, dude. Well, you went on a big road trip, saw a band you really wanted
to see.
Well,
that's what I'm getting at. I'm like, I think some people, and I think I'm one of those people that you have to really think about the shit you did. You know, it doesn't hurt to reflect on your year a little bit.
Yeah, you should.
You should, right? And even if, and I think it's especially true for people who think about how shitty their year was. I think it's really easy to dwell on the shit you didn't do because there's always shit in the back of your head that you're like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done this. And everybody's got, you're going to have that shit the rest of your life. Sorry. Like you're going to, even if you do accomplish some of the things that you have in the back of your head for years, you're going to add those spaces. Those spaces are going to fill back in with more shit.
Truth.
Like, so whether it's, you know, me who always feels like they didn't accomplish enough, you know what I mean? Or this other person who's constantly, you know, checking things off their list, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. Well, those people are so gung-ho. There's no way that they're not filling those voids back in with a new thing they need to get done. So everybody, I mean, so it's like, my point is, it's very easy to look back and think like, wow, I didn't do anything. So it takes, you know, take a few minutes or fucking have a conversation with somebody and talk about all the shit you got done. Like, we made a fucking movie. We finished a movie. Like, I know we started it in 2018, but the majority of that shit was in 2019.
Yeah.
Like, the heart of that movie,
yeah,
was 2019. Yeah. We premiered that movie. We're working, we've sparked the idea of touring that movie and are working on that. I bought a new house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I drove halfway across the country, which, you know, I never thought I would, you know, actually do, but just fucking did it. And, like, so, yeah, like, went to Disney World.
Went to Disney. Got, yeah, up on stage.
I kickstarted that part of my life again, which I'm totally excited to do more of next year. Like, I have every intention on going to the first open mic of 2020.
Yeah, man, I'll be there with you.
Like, yeah. So, like, it's good shit.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your 2019?
I feel good. I mean, the same shit. It's we had a real big year. You know, basically the movie has been most of my year. You know, in one,
absolutely,
one manner or another, it's been going since September of last year. But you know, we had some setbacks, and Justin hurt himself. So by the time we kind of got back together, it was 2019.
Right.
So, you know, but yeah.
That shit happened.
All those little victories turned into like finishing a movie. We made another movie, you know? And mm-hmm. and now we're at this point where we're taking it further than we've ever taken a project before, which is really rewarding for me personally. You know, I'm trying to wrap up the script for the next movie. You know, we made a lot of friends, people that are collaborators that
true.
I yeah. hope to have like long personal and professional relationships with. It's been like really rewarding personally to get to meet all these people and play with them and shit. And you know, we did fucking 50 podcasts and
yeah,
you
we
know,
hit 200.
Yeah.
We hit our 200th podcast.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal for me, for sure. Moved offices, you know, did a lot of stuff, you know. A lot of things. It was a big year. It was a good year. And next year is going to be, I think it's, we're in an upward trajectory, mm-hmm. I would like to think. You know?
Absolutely. We're on our upswing.
It seems that way.
Mm, I shouldn't say upswing, because that means you have to swing back down.
Oh, yeah, but that's definitely going to happen. I mean, I understand how this works.
It's just how the world works. It's gravity mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah, inertia.
Yeah, I had a great year, I wish I had made a list of all that shit. Like, I always fuck this up. The year before last, we made the other one, and I remember New Year's Eve. I was sitting in my apartment, and I was writing this like this journal entry to. And I just did it for me, you know, like a journal should be. Mm-hmm. But I had sort of been writing this the whole time I was writing that script and when we were setting the movie up and getting it done and stuff, and thinking like, shit, this is like, I'll read this someday and it'll be good. Mm-hmm. So I looked back on it like, I don't know, a year ago, and it's like 80 pages. And wow. It's really interesting for me, obviously, because it's about me. And I get it. Mm-hmm. But like, it's interesting to go back and because I'd forgotten this had happened. All these like fun little things or super frustrating things that happened. And, you know, but like, I wanted to do that going forward and I just never did. But I think this year I might do it because it's good to kind of look back and mm-hmm. see where we had fucked something up. And
well, that's how I feel about the podcast. It's like, you know. Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, let's go in the way back machine, right? And fucking, like, check out episode 53 or something. You know what I mean?
It's
And just hearing the conversation, we're like, what the fuck? That's what was going on. Yeah. That's what was going on then. That's crazy. I don't know. It's fun to go back and do that.
Yeah, it's cool. Not everybody has it. But I think I'm gonna do it this year. I think that'll be one of my resolutions. I actually try to stick to everybody. There's always bullshit resolutions, you know. Like, this is the year I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this more. But I feel like that's a quick win. Just like journal your shit. I mean, if you don't do it, who's gonna do it? You should do it for yourself, mm-hmm. you know. And especially us. I'm not saying that we live these crazy lives. We certainly don't. I mean, we're very domesticated people.
Absolutely.
You know, we both have full time jobs and houses that we maintain. It's not like we're out there swimming in, you know, fucking money and women and shit. But you know,
speak for yourself.
To me, these creative things that we do, stand-up, podcasts, movies, and shit like that.
Right, because they're important to us.
They're important to
us. Because you ever look at, like, the shit other people are doing, and you're not into it, but it's a really big deal to them?
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. I try to keep that shit in perspective, because I'm like, you guys should care more about the shit that we've done. No, they don't. They don't have to give a shit. Nobody has to give a shit about anybody else's shit, because there are things that other people do that they're very excited about that I kind of don't give a fuck about.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I was thinking about it the other day. I remember being a kid and being like, oh my God, there's no way in one lifetime a person can accomplish the things all they want to accomplish.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, as a kid, I remember having that, like, thought, being like, but I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this, and this, and this, and, like, listing all these things. But then as you grow older, you start to be able to wrap your head around the things that are important to you.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a much more realistic thing, like, you know what I mean,
a realistic,
like,
list of,
like, there are people who want nothing more than to, I don't know, now I'm trying to think of a fucking thing. Okay, so I work for a company that sells snowmobiles.
Yeah,
this is just a random, but like, some people love snowmobiling.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I was like, oh, that seems so cool, I would like that, you know what I mean? But then as you get older, the more I think about it, like, I don't want a fucking snowmobile.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm more than happy that there are people that come in and are very excited to get one and shit. You know what I mean? But, like, I can't wrap my head around, like, like
doing it.
There are much more things I'd rather spend my money on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's shit like that where I'm like, or like people who are like, man, I'd love to like go like be in the middle of the ocean and like shit like that. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's just things in the world that people are like, oh, I love doing this thing. And that I have no interest in doing. So at the same time, I try to keep myself in check, meaning like just because you're really into this thing you do doesn't mean other people have to be into it too.
Yeah, it's true. But you also have a platform where you can talk a lot about the things that you're into. And
right.
People who are into the same things will kind of be dialed into that shit and mm-hmm. go like, oh, fuck, all right. So now there's a community. Now there's a...
Totally.
Now there's a lesson. That's yeah. what interests me about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, putting it out there that this is the shit that I do. And this is the shit that you
do. Oh, 100%. I'm not talking about like... I want to, you know, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for instance, like middle tour, you know what I mean? Like we want to tour the movie. Like I'm not expecting just average dude on the street to give a shit.
Right.
But I know there are other people out in the world that want to do the same shit we're doing, and we want to show them, yeah, you can do it.
Right, right, right.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in some guy just coming in and being like, why should I give a fuck that you guys spent less than $1,000 on a movie?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't. If you don't care, then you shouldn't. Yeah. Like, I don't want you to fuck. Like, no, but we want to talk to the guy who's like, holy shit, you guys made this movie for $900?
Yeah, I have $900.
I can get 900 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's who we want to talk to.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get to do that in 2020.
Hopefully. Things are looking cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic. They are. They are. If you're listening to this and you did attend the premiere Middletown, you're going to get an email pretty soon. Sean and I are just working out the details on that.
We didn't want to send emails out over Christmas.
Over Kripmet.
Kripmet and Hanukkah and
yeah.
New Year's. And because I'm not checking my email, are you?
No, no.
Exactly.
Shit, no.
So.
No, not at all. Like I said, it's just been wine and cookies for the last
right, exactly.
So, chunk of days.
Get ready, 2020. You'll hear all about that shit.
Yeah,
it's called Middle Tour 2020 for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Hey, this year has been good for me.
I'll do the thing.
Yeah. Facebook.com.
Wait,
slash.
Hang on. Let me get the thing going. Jesus, you got to give me a run up here.
I figured you'd ease it in, though. Well,
I was going to ease it in, but I kind of got into our conversation and I was feeling like nostalgic and like, hey, you know, we did a lot of shit together.
Great. Well, put your pants back on and play the music.
All right.
That's promising.
Okay. Hey, there it is.
Facebook.com/HardOnPodcast, @HardOnPod on Twitter. I'm at Sean Barnes 32. You're at T-Mouth, but yeah. I don't think you fuck with. You still tweet. I see your tweets. Okay, yeah, so it's a secret. But yeah, go to middletownmovie.com. You can sign up for the mailing list, and then you'll hear all about Middle Tour 2020.
2020!
2020. If you know of a Middletown outside of New York State, talk to us.
Yeah.
Get a hold of us.
Do you live in a place
Or even if you have hookups in Middletown, New York,
yeah.
get at us.
Or hey, listen, if you live in a place that has a small little theater. And
yeah, it doesn't even have to be a Middletown.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to show a movie?
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
We're everywhere at once. Jay, all of 2019 was good for me.
It was
it good for you?
Yeah, it was pretty good for me. Thanks.
Awesome.